Blog Talk Radio.
Folks, all right?
Your pocket.
That's you. That's for me, baby. Just make sure you rise above all this madness out here. Mind elevation, man. Fuck that petty shit. You don't need it.
That's me,
Royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning into another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. We definitely appreciate you guys for always listening, always tuning in. I just want to let Eternal know, Eternal, if you can hear me, I do not see your number. I do see a 240 number that I'm going to bring in, which may be your sister. Just to let you know, I hope you can hear me. I hope you're there. Just to let you know, I do not see your number. But I'm going to go ahead and bring the guest in, you guys. Royalty, I'm sorry, hold on. royalty again to all. Please go back and listen to the podcast leading up to this one. I went over dark psychology, emotional manipulation, and also the four agreements. The first agreement is being impeccable with your word. Do not take anything personal. Always doing your best and never make assumptions. I kind of said that out of order the last two, but please make sure that you guys go back and listen to that podcast, because it's definitely, you know, a beautiful podcast as far as living in our now. So just real quick before I bring everybody in, there's something that I did want to read from the last podcast. This is from one of my divine brothers, Kevin, we're just going to call him Kevin, all right? And he said something very interesting, because he and I have been in the background, you know, speaking on a lot of things. Okay, you are here. Okay, great, great, great. Eternal, I just wanted to make sure Eternal was here. All right, guys. Eternal, I'm going to kind of have you take lead, but I know your sister's here and stuff, and she wants to weigh in, so I'm going to bring you in first, if you don't mind, and then we can, you know, ping it from there. But before I do all of that, I do want to read from what my brother said, which is very profound, and this has to be on the airwaves, you guys, because, again, this podcast is just spiritual tips on what may be going on in our now moment. There's a lot of things going on that we do not understand, and I think it's very important for us to, you know, have some type of insight. So if there's any elders, if there's any seniors, if there's anybody, you know, who wants to write their karma, okay? Now is the time. If anybody wants to write their karma, now is the time. But as a follow-up to my post on yesterday, okay, he's been talking about this all week, so this is a follow-up to what he's been saying. And before I do that, let me do this real quick, because I want to be made sure that I'm understood. All right, there is a brand new energy on this planet. Solar flares have been striking the planet and erupting since April, a total of 17 to be exact. We are connected to Earth energy, therefore it affects us physically. Personally, I've experienced my energy being drained during July 3rd through the 8th. So the early part of July, a lot of us were feeling drained. A lot of us have been feeling like we've been feeling drained all of July, right? This was the opening and closing of Sirius Portal Gateway. Yesterday, on July 26th, it is honored by the ancient Mayans and the ancient Egyptians as the moment when the planet begins a new cycle in her ongoing evolution. In Egypt, which is America, many of us already know that Egypt, we are on the original Egypt. The Valley of the Kings is right down there amongst the Nile River in Mississippi or wherever that is. Guys, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but this is the sacred ground, America. This was the old world. All right, this was known as, and it was rebuilt on top of it. So anyway, this was known as the I'm going to spell it, H-E-L-I-A-C-A-L, Rising of Sirius. This day also marks the beginning of the Lionsgate portal, which ends on August 8th. So, Eternal, you know, if you guys can speak on the Lionsgate portal, what is all of that about? Also, as melanated souls, I like to say carbonated souls, because I like to say that we are not black. You know, we start to... we begin to evolve when we realize that, you know, being black is a part of it. But, you know, who were we before we even knew that we were black? That's where my goals are. All right. So as carbonated souls, we are all, and I'm replacing his word, his only word. That's the only word I replace. We are devolved from the planet Sirius. We came from the planet Sirius. We are drained because of the upgrades to our DNA in order to evolve, pretty much. So that's pretty much everything that he said. So let me go ahead and unmute everybody. Okay, so you turn, I'm supposing you're on the 204. Okay, whoa. Okay, so here we go. All right, so Eternal, go ahead. Royalty, royalty, royalty to everybody. Royalty, Eternal. I went ahead and unmuted you, so you're unmuted now, Eternal. Royalty on
greetings,
you.
Greetings. Peace, brother. How you feeling?
Greetings. I'm feeling driven, brother. I'm feeling driven, you know, just to, despite everything. I just feel driven, and I'm definitely recharged. I feel like a brand new person, like somebody took over my body, but in a good way. There you go.
Right.
Right.
And that's good because you're actually learning how we're a part of the portals. A lot of us have the pores that comes out of our body. So when we're thinking about how poor we are, how rich we are, if you go to Seven Bomar, he basically speaks about how many debts we usually create. And so we're debt creators, debt contractors, a lot of the debt and debtor. So when you think of debt, it's easier to see it from looking at movies. Certain things kind of show you what debt really looks like. And so we have ways to see prophesizing conversations before it actually gets there. And so this is like the main reason why we're hearing about the Lion's Gate. The Lion's Gate is basically the reformat of the Turtle Island. If you look at the lion's head, the lion's head is based on a turtle shell, a turtle body. They put the actual Mayan face in Avatar. If you look at the cartoon as Avatar, they're giving you the whole science. They're showing you how the imaginary island that we know nothing of, we travel on it when we're in our day or night conversations of laying down and getting up. They talk about it, Dr. Strange. You might as well grab a pencil, those who don't have a pencil yet.
And right, let me grab one.
These because they're cliffhangers to us, and we're getting a lot of cliffhangers to the information. And the thing about information is not something that you want to just multitask in. You want to actually focus on. So that's what's going on right now. We're going into this focus world, and there's a lot of the focus happening right now, especially about Leo energy. The Leo constellation happening right in this time frame harder than it actually did when it was on the 21st. And most people think the 21st or the 20th. Yes.
What is the Leo? Who is the Leo? What is the importance in the Leo? Not only the female Leo, but the male. I think that's going to be paramount to know also for this podcast.
Oh, yeah, indeed. Because if you know about the masculine Leo, you know about how masculine Leo has another detriment of a face that is unfamiliar, what we call metamorphing, the inclination of one being another. And so like a lion, like a dragon or a serpent, like an eagle or a hawk. And so these are the metamorph thoughts that from something that's up in the air to something that's on the ground. When we were speaking, we spoke metaphorically. So what it meant by that was saying that the lion represents like rays of the sun. So if you got rays of the sun, you think of how it could be when the sun rise, the sun set, and then, of course, the sun being in the middle. When you look at these inclinations, this is what can really show there's another way of life being like how they call it, the lion's gate. And so every lion is one thing, but then there's also the lioness. And so we don't really speak about that. And because of this generation now unfolding or infolding, we're seeing now Sakara or Sarah, the whole idea of where the desert was at. There's this new so-called discovery happening. And if you look that up, Secrets of Sakara, you find out that, you know, just like Sarah written in the Quran or Mary written in the Bible, you find out that Beth, B-E-S, is also connected to Beset. And you hear Beset, just like Angela Beset, this is where you're getting the melanated or carbon, as you said earlier, carbon cat. And so you get carbon as a carbon cat going through different degrees or agrees, just like how we contract with agrees of season, S-E-A, right? And S-U-N-S, not just S-O-N-S. So the seasons, you're having different suns, versions happening. So you have like one feminine and two masculine, and then it might be two feminine, one masculine. But when you think of two feminine, it's not the same. Our body is split because we're a deformed body. And what the woman is, she's the informed body to have us have a formed body. And that's why we can't be really a deformed body. We're the formed body. She created the form you love in us to have results. And the results would be having empathy towards one another. And if we don't have that, that's why the telepathy don't work that strong. And so we're talking about breast milk. We're talking about nurturing. We're talking about holding the child. All these things are showing right now in our movies that we got to put better care to society. Otherwise, we're going to get beat up and ate up by it when we're thinking left and right versus what's in the middle. And so this is the proper gate that we're looking at now at the Star of David, who now grounded himself. So they went from Star of David, which is a king, like Solomon, who basically now knows Sheba. And so Sheba is the explanation of this cat that we were speaking of. And Sheba represents, just like Saqqara or Sarah, Persia and Per-Asian. So we got Per-Asian, persuasion. We have in a lot of the Southeast Asia, the Buddha, being now depicted in a lot of the outcomes that was older than Christianity and older than Islam. And so when you go into the movie Thor, if you look at it, you got to really look at it in fine detail. Don't just look at it as a movie. They're retelling you the story again. And now they're telling you with the face of the Mayan calendar already set up in there before you even knew what was going on. You're looking at the Mayan calendar on this little girl's necklace. And if you look at the girl, her head, she has the craters of the moon on her. And then he's looking like the sun. So there's a lot of what they were trying to put in front of us first, like, who's these people? And then why is this not talking about Thor? I want to pay attention to Thor. Well, don't go so much into Thor yet. Look at what's around Thor, like Zeus, and what is Zeus is talking about, and why is all of these things being spoken of? And then when you get to the end of the movie, here comes Hercules, and now Zeus want to have Hercules fight Thor. So you're seeing the clash of the Titans in this new gate, or the Lion's Gate, that's happening right now. You're seeing the Turtle Island because the turtle represents the Cancer. So the moon, Cancer, to now Leo, the Heru. So we got Khonsu, which you said Khonsu to Khonshu, which is, this is why we know about Shu. Shu represents Sa and Hu. So we say Sa and Hu, we're saying masculine and feminine. So this is where the masculine is the Hu, while the Sa is the feminine. But when we put it together, it makes Shh. So in this moment right now, it's like the sun burning on a lot of us right now. We don't know how to keep our water in our body, so we sizzle to a point where even, you know, people who take the name Sizzler to Sizzler, these are the names that give us this in-between divinity that a lot of us aren't aware of. So this is why it's important to learn your name better. Learn your letters in your name, just like T. T is the seventh letter coming from a backwards point of view. If you went from Z to T, you find out that's the seventh letter. This is why T is important. And now if you looked at it the opposite direction, where like R-S-T, R would be like the ninth letter, or what would they say, the 27th, 20, no, would be the version of nine. It would be 18th letter. All right, so if it was the 18th letter going in one way to be a nine, this nine is basically redeveloping itself. And so whenever we see a nine, we're basically seeing another form of a fire, just like Leo has another form of a fire being number five. Whenever five pops up, it's like a new change in life. Now, if we actually put the scale down and said the natal chart was in one direction, if we put the clock in the other direction, the way that it goes clockwise, we also have a counterclockwise of how we actually live. And if you actually did a counterclockwise, you'll find out that 5 and 11 are going to always be at that same pivotal point. So now that's just like saying, no matter what, this is the change of everything happening. We don't know it. So it's always been about 5 becoming the next 1 plus 1 is 2. But because 5 is across diagonally from 11, that's actually saying the age of Aquarius and Leo energy. So it's very important right now not to get distracted, go by your focal points. What is your focus? What do you really want to open your house in? Because there's development that's coming out of the houses. And once we know the proper development, we can increase our ability. Can you ask him? And so the ability, get by right. The ability is for us to know how to move properly in our houses. So when you think about it, eating watermelon, eating the things that's going to help our spirituality of the inclination that's going to move us forward versus let's eat some fried foods all throughout the 7 days. What's going on is according to your 13 times 20. Now, we did this yesterday, and we found out 13 times 20 is 260, correct?
Correct, right.
Okay.
I'm with you.
So when we did that, we found out 120, right, represents one triangle or equal size equals the 120. Okay, you still with me?
I'm still with you.
All equal size of a triangle on an equilateral triangle is 120 when you measure out all the degrees that's out of the angles. When someone says he did a 120 on me, that basically you're like sizing up the most diagonal left to right. You know what I mean? You're going as deep as you can go as far as cutting corners. That's what the triangles represent. That's why it's called a 120. Right? You really think about it. A 120 plus another 120 is a 240.
Eternal.
So you're like, this is geometric shapes for you. The shape I'm speaking on is the triangle of Leo. When you're going down into the ground, that's a triangle. It's like a spade. But when you go up as a triangle, you now connecting your shadow with you. Now what's missing let me get to this point right quick. The other triangle is missing. Once you add the third triangle, you now see a 360. That's why we don't see ourselves, because we don't see one sign. We only see one sign of ourselves, just like we said, we only see one zodiac. But if you see all three of your zodiacs that's helping you, let's say you got a fire in the head, fire in the heart, and fire in the hips, but you only spoke of one fire, that's your only 120. You need not only 120, you need your 240, and you need your 360. All right, go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you, did we have a guest? We had somebody with us. Whoever we had, they hung up.
Oh, well, I know she was there to get an experience of what was going on.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. I didn't know. I wasn't clear. I didn't know what she wanted to come in. I'm like, I hope we're not talking and not inviting her in. I wasn't sure if she wanted to come in. Okay. That's all I wanted to make clear. Go ahead.
Well, I just made sure that I did send her the web. So if she wants to go back up there and check if she got time. I just wanted to make sure talking, it's more like we're not seeing what we're talking about yet until it happens. So now it's like waiting for whatever this is that we're doing to catch up to us. And that's why it has to be recorded. That's why people do got to take a pencil out and start jotting out certain things that catch you. Because when I watched Dr. Strange, I saw so many things happening in front of me that I couldn't keep up with it. I had to write it down. I had to pause it. And so when I watched Thor, it had the same thing going on. So it was like, oh, but it was showing me the same story, but in a different way story. So here I'm looking at Dr. Strange, and he's trying to save America Chavez. And you hear the name Chavez, you know that's Mexican.
Yeah.
And when you got Thor, you got a sister that is right next to him, but she seemed like she could have some kind of Mexican or Aztec, you know what I mean, culture with her. And then you got the people that's actually who we're supposed to be fighting that has this killer sword that's killing gods. He's actually acting like he's part of the Mayan calendar. And so we're seeing a new age change by seeing how the old age is remaining the way they are and falling off and doing things that, you know, like you just said earlier about the elders, if they're not seniors, they elders. If they're not elders, they're seniors. And when one switches over, they're getting that seat. And they say, oh, seniority rules. I'm going to do it the way I want to. So when you start to see the first beginning of Doctor Strange, this brother's devoted, Thor, this brother's devoted at giving his praise to religion. And then finally he sees an island. We ain't going to call it Turtle Island. Yet he gets onto it and falls into the water. He's like, man, this is what I've been waiting for, even though his daughter just passed away. He's not even thinking about that for the moment. So now he's embracing as much as he could. Then he sees the Most High in front of him, and he bows in front of him. He's like, you know, after he, of course, ate some of the food, but he actually cut his hand. They showed us a version of him cutting his hand. And it came back to life, came back together, blended back, it harmonized itself back together. So now you're seeing that what life does for you, it might cut you, but it also gives you time to regenerate yourself. So he sees the priest or the Most High, he sees, and he's like, oh, man, let me bow before him. And he did that. Yet now this being is saying, look at this thing. Like, now he's a domestic. You think the Most High would talk to us like that? So it was like you're seeing a movie, but then you're seeing a reality, then you're seeing a movie where they want to flip you back into the movie because they don't want your God attached to you. They want your God to be demoralizing you. Anytime you see the God, you got to bow down and you got to do all these things. Go ahead.
I wanted to point out something that stuck out with me because Dr. Strange, because Eternal had been telling me, guys. Eternal been trying to put me on, but now I'm in a space to where I'm focusing more now, okay? So, Eternal, I had to watch the movie 3 times, by the way, the number 3. So, in watching it the second time, something that stood out to me was the fact that, you know, when they went to the alternate universe, mind you, they time traveled through all of the universes, I think like 70-something odd universes, when they began to stop in, I guess, the current universe that they were in, there was like a memory bank thing. And then the voice of the AI, you remember? The voice of the AI said, you don't have to remember because we will remember for you. What is going on with Neuralink, that part? How is it that they know our past lives and they know all this, but our memory gets wiped as soon as we get here?
Well, that's just like you waking up and you're getting amnesia. You're waking up and, you know, your phone that got you up. Or somebody asking you, you know, where's my shoes at? You see my keys? So your whole distraction got kicked in. So now you warped yourself out of those dimensions because the sister said, he was asking her, he said, how many have you seen? And she was like 72. I was like, God dang. So this is the Bible again. We're seeing the weeks. We're seeing the 72 weeks. We're seeing our days flip like a tarot or a tarot. And if you look at the realms, you can actually go into like learning why they're even telling you the story. Go into the movie being explained to you, and you'll find out that basically they're telling you that there's 10 worlds, and out of the 10 worlds, they base the 72, the 9, in that connection, so that they can still give you the Bible interpretation, yet on a techno field, to where you can finally piece the pieces that you was missing and find out even through the interpreter that he might not be even accurate. So now that you might have been there and you lived it, that's why they said we're going to be there to remind you, not you being reminded by it. It's going to be reminded by you because we're putting down the knowing. And it doesn't have to mean from the actual director that's in the movie and he's putting that in there. He's putting out what is the market scheme. That's his own agenda. He ain't even thinking further than that. He's thinking money, this, that. So his mind isn't even there how all this is going to congeal together. Once he put it out there and he said, dang, that's a good movie. He not even going to realize people that he said, I want you to say this way, they're going to change up a couple of words. They're going to say it in a different accent. All of these things going to be them after a while. It's not going to be the actual way he wrote it because we think that it's solid. It's going to stay this way. No, no. There's a soul contract happening, and it goes beyond the man making the movie. It goes into this story has to be put back out as the legend, and now there's going to be a story on top of it, and that's what you got to figure out between the two. Because what they can't do is lie to you. But what they can do is tell you a lot.
Oh, come on, somebody. They have to tell you or illustrate to you what is going on. But it's up to us, right, to decode it for ourselves.
So if you go to Thor and you see where the little brother, he's one of the brothers that goes to those realms because of his father. Now, if you go to him, you see right there on the wall, he got 9 realms put on the wall as a poster. I said, wait a minute, let me look at this again. So he got 9 realms sitting up there as a poster. Like, it's blame his day, but you have to, like, pause it enough to see these things. They got to throw it to you, but they ain't got to throw it to you long and durated. Because for real, it's only for those to see. They got eyes to see what, and those to hear got ears to hear what. So now it's about how much in your speed are you aware of the kilometers and the kilohertz versus just the speed of time. We're in a different world of thinking now. So now the world of thinking isn't just flat dimension. I give you black and white without you thinking like a WandaVision where you can see gray and magenta. When the color scheme changed, it's only because they had to keep the scheme of the color to change. So that means I got to propaganda reality for you. I got to make sure that I'm ahead of you by giving you your truth, but I got to put some other stuff so that way you focus on the stuff. Like, if I could get you into your emotions, you might not get your intelligence. And that's how this kind of basically works now. It's like I got to push you into having you use your emotion by power, but now your power gets used up. And that's what we saw in, and I'm jumping back and forth, but that's what we saw in Thor.
You're fine.
The woman, her power was getting used up. So she was like, she was getting drained by the hammer, even though the hammer represents Ma with Mer energy. So that's why hammer was like something that she could grab because he gave her the promise. He said to the hammer in the version of it, he said, you know, make sure you keep her protected. So he's already telling his hammer to protect the woman. And so when the galvanized energy, that's judgment, she became her own feminine goddess in herself. That's why you know that when they were talking about the gods being outside, no, this god is inside. That's why it's now coming out. And they did that in there when Thor basically gave the lightning of Zeus energy through Thor himself towards the children so they could have powers of themselves that they already had. All he basically was doing was giving them an enlightenment towards what they already have. And then they felt the power of themselves. They was like, I'm just chill. I'm just a child. Okay, do nothing. Yet this is why we're not seeing that the new age is coming. And they're showing us through our national of people into an international of people's positions that we all have. That's why they're showing you from now let's go back to Dr. Strange where Chavez, she created a portal, a 5-point portal. Why 5? That's the Leo. And why she got stars on it? She's representing the Leo energy. But yet she's dealing with feelings. Her portal that opened up put contrast to the two women that was supposed to be her mothers. See, she had two mothers. I don't know if you saw that, but that was real quick. They try to give you the mother with mother, and it's okay because what they're doing is they got to get you into the law and the truth. Your grandma and your mama was cool at one point. Now they not. Your mother and your sister were cool at one point. Now they not. Your sister from one side of the neighborhood was cool with the other. That's why they had it in King Richard, where the sister from right across the street want to call on the cops and do all these things that had nothing to do with them doing community building. See, when we said we were hunters and gatherers, this is why this whole thing got changed up right here. When we saw how the sister who's seeing a bumblebee just come right in front of her, she freaks out, and then she creates her power. But now it was the power of destruction. She pulled her mama's in there and sucked her in there along with it. But this, again, showing us the three fires or the three starters to life. The three starters to life end up being a triple black or triple carbon 14, which is five, two sevens built together to make life, our opposition self, Nut and Geb, to now see Shu and Tefnut. That's why the world right now feels so dry at a certain point. Then it gets back to moisture, and you're like, whew, thank goodness for the moisture. And then back to dry again. You're like, dang, when is it going to get right? And then this is why we're feeling all of this from each other and how you dehydrate off of each other. Then you want moisture from another, want a hug, but you don't want to hug, you know what I mean? Like, might be sweaty, don't want to hug too tight, you know? And then you might have stuff on you. And so we're seeing that we're going through an alchemist level. They're going to Avatar. The lion and the turtle. The lion and the turtle. The turtle represents four. The lion represents five. The turtle represents four. And why do I say this? Because just like a crab represents that same aspect as the turtle. It came from the sea. So we're looking at now goddess of the sea. And when we see goddess of the sea, you hear goddessy. But they took the G out and it became Odyssey. There's a diss to Odessa, and that's why it became a terror to the thought, a terrascope, or the terror to the terrain. This two, which was the Taurus energy, was supposed to connect to Gemini and become a trinity as the triangle. Yet the triangle is in the circle. That's why you see a lot of superheroes with a triangle on them or a circle in the triangle. They're not telling you the whole story. And then there's the square. Where's that at? Well, this is considered to be a flat world and is also considered to be a round one. Only way that we could see it, though, is if you could see far enough on flat energy to see round energy. And that's how you bend light. We're light benders. All of us are learning how to bend our lights right now. That's why when the sun is shining on you, you cast out a shadow. That's your two now. Your two of yourself right now. And until you sit down, you won't find the third self yet, because the third self is invisible. The third self of that fire is sitting inside of you, waiting you to, you know, fuel back up. So whether it's putting fire in you, water in you, or just the ultimate air that's all around you, that's why you have breatharians. This is why we changed the pescatarians and all these other names, because we're finding out our body is deteriorating. The more when we sit down and get back up, the body ain't feeling good now. What are you doing? And so when you get back up, the air, just like how you got in Doctor Strange, look at Doctor Strange and how the sorcerer, the mystic, it was saying you have to basically, they had basically tradition. And in a tradition, they basically bow, like your bowel system, you bow to your higher. So when you bow to your higher, you know that y'all both on the same level because they'll bow back. But if they don't bow back, that means they feel like they're on top of you. And so this is why this alpha, beta, this is why we all having issues until we find out theta and delta and gamma are your brain, how your brain is working towards each other in frequencies, how we can hug each other, don't act like you're trying to kill me or shake each other's hand and say, oh, I don't like this person because he eat meat. No, we ain't got to be all that. Because it's the COVID concept, the corona or the coronos is the reason why the abracadabra is happening right now. So they gave us Shazam. Now we're getting ready to get Black Adam. So it's like If you don't catch it ahead, you're going to be behind by the time it all catch up to you. And so that's why it is important to look at. Look at the cartoons and these movies that they're putting out, yet know it from your intellect, not just theirs. Because what's going to end up happening is they're trying to speed up above your knowledge. And that's why ignorance is bliss. So like I was saying about Maya and the Three, they showed us the cartoon at least about a year now, almost 2 years now back. Where they set the cartoon up at least 2 years back. They finally got it up and running a year ago, and now we're finally seeing it. So they thinking it way in the future right now. Yet we can catch up just as quick as a dime, because there's stuff that's built in you, 64.4 billion years, is stuck in you that, just like in sea beasts, you don't have to see what your mom and dad did to be knowing the energy of your mom and dad carry. Because when someone walks around and they see that spirit in you, they be like, dang, you did that just like your mom do, or your dad does, or you laugh like your mom. When they finally see you next to whoever they are, they see that as well. And it's not a bad thing. It's a level to it. All of us got angles to ourselves. That's why the angle became an archangel or demigod concept. When this became that, this is how we thought of teenagers. So you went from a baby stage to a teenager to now the adult. When you became the adult, you was a threat. So by 14, they didn't really want to deal with you too much. They feel like you knucklehead because you didn't catch it at 7. But when you're 13 going to 14, that's your next 7. That's your 2 sevens. This is why it's important to learn your sevens as you're going into it. T is your seventh, your time, your exit. Now change to your plus sign. Your plus 9 sign turns to your time sign. Now, if you do this, let's say you do this right. Take a piece of paper. Do the whole 12 mm-hmm. o'clock on the paper, right? And when you put mm-hmm. that 12 o'clock on the paper, put what month you're in, right, and go exactly right. opposite to where that's at. And whatever that is, do the opposite, the same thing, and you'll find out that's you. That's you mainly, walking around all the time, didn't know about this.
You know what? Sagittarius.
There you go.
Oh, you talking about the zodiac? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
Trying
keep
to
going.
Get this. Yeah,
you
yeah,
got
yeah,
it. You said Sagittarius. Then go the opposite.
Look,
come on, we ain't done yet. You just did two sides.
Let me tell you, and mind you, some of my closest brothers are Sagittarius. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, why the fuck? It's not until I became to be fully in my energy and fully who I am that I started to attract around me. Even you, you know what I'm saying? Even the attraction of you, I didn't start to attract this level of stuff until I became full force, unapologetically, into who I am. And what I am noticing, just as you stated, is that even though I incarnated as Gemini and all this, I'm doing a lot of Sagittarius shit. So
there we go.
The opposite, whatever opposite that you are, is definitely divinely important for us to study. So I'm with you. I just don't understand it. Just, you know, like, I don't understand it in its totality on what's going on, and I know I'm not alone in that.
Well, that's okay.
So, that's
this is letting you know that there is levels to it. Just like I'm looking outside
yeah.
right now at a truck that says Trident. And we talking about Zeus,
Trident.
And he got Trident on his car, the T-R-I-D-E-N-T. So it's a dent in our ways of looking at E-N-T, entertainment, or focal to our information to the entertainment. The tri is the Trinity. Now, they put it on their truck so they can make money. That's for finance. But that Trinity is Gemini. So whenever somebody's writing your information, they're utilizing that information, just like your signature. You sign your name, that's your signature. So whenever you sign your nature, that's basically signature. You're signing on nature. So just like what I said, your opposition is Sagittarius. When you stand in the center of yourself, knowing that you are now Sagittarius and Gemini, you can now look up and see Pisces and look down and see Virgo. And those people going to come around you more and more because you're starting to explore more yourself.
Yep.
That's why the four points were very important. Very important. Sometimes we only get three sides of ourselves before we even see there's a fourth. Or we might give up and say, you know what, I ain't into it at all. So now your navigation of being lost and saying that you're confused is going to always be that because you didn't study nobody. You didn't study yourself. So now how can you study anybody else? You didn't study yourself. And the main thing is to study yourself. So you see, you're studying other people. Like, you might notice that your friend don't read a book 7 hours like you do. You might notice that this sister don't dance that long like you do. You're starting to know that there's levels to it. Not to say that because they're a Virgo, they're supposed to do what Virgos do. They might be in a Virgo moment. They might only had 2 hours of Virgo versus 6 hours of Virgo. When they were coming out of the womb, there might have been hours that they were stuck in the womb and didn't come out fully yet. So the development is always was going to be like, oh, this person finally, you know, got the other level of themselves now. So that's why you saw with Doctor Strange, multiverse. So there's multiverses versions of these beings. And the sister, he grabbed the sister and he was like, look, all you got to do is go back to find the other you. And she was like, no, I can't find my other me. And he was like, why? And she was like, because I don't dream. I was like, okay, imagination. When do you sit down long enough for your imagination to kick in?
It's too scary what I have can come and find because I would like some of my people close to me don't dream. I'm like, how the fuck you don't dream? And it's fear, Eternal. It's fear.
Yes.
It is
absolutely
fear.
I had my grandma who's a Sagittarius. She actually had me watch a lot of horror movies. The horror movies let me know that those are just personal movies, personal situation movies. Now, of course, there was gore going on and eating other people, but I seen that in our religion. So that didn't scare me like that. And then I saw it how we eat. So I saw faces of death through my dad giving me this, being that he in the military, he showed me all these faces of death. Now, I don't know if you've seen this. This is on VHS, so this is old school. But it would show like a monkey getting his head knocked in before they eat monkey brain. I said, is that what they call monkey brain? Oh, my gosh. So I'm learning everything from the cow getting slaughtered to the chicken getting cut up. I saw it all. So it wasn't like once I start eating chicken, I didn't know what happened to them. I started to realize what happened to them. And so when we say, oh, I'm in fear, that's some color spectrums that's kicking in from that food you ate. And you didn't realize that color spectrum has an effect inside your body just as much as on the outside when you was looking at it and you had all that ketchup and all that other stuff that was looking good. It wasn't healthy for you. So now your body's telling you unhealthy programs, right, instant messages going to the head now. That's why some of us can't sleep at night. There's the what we call the – what we did this was like me and my brethren, Pomoja, he's up here too. What's it? 2144, I think. That's his number up there, last four digits. He actually, we sat down, and me and my brethren and Trey and Empress, we sat down and talked about melatonin and serotonin. But we were going so deep about it that we were speaking on something that's still happening right now. But what we were talking about was so profound that it had to be recorded, and then we put it somewhere. You know, we threw it into the cloud. That's why these things are needed. This what we're doing right now is that purpose. Like, you got to start doing those things because you are going to forget certain things. And so jotting it down as quick as possible. Like I said, like, pause the movie, write it down. Because sometimes I watch the movie and be like, oh, I'm going to never forget that. And then I forget exactly what was happening. So now I got to watch the movie again so I can remember what I was thinking of. And you do that too. We know we all do it. We go upstairs. Was going to get something, and we forgot what it was. And you're like, dang, what was it? But then you're like, let me go downstairs. I'm going to remember when I go back downstairs. And then when you go downstairs, it kicked right back in. Sometimes you got to wait till you leave the spot. 5 minutes later, you're like, oh, now it's too late because, you know, I already got past that moment. And this is what we call speed and time. Your flash. And now flash was really, in the truest story, was known as the melanated man or carbonated man. Why? Because that's what carbon does. Carbon is able to bring light into darkness. So you hear the word black lightning? That's a German word, black lightning. They call it the Gestapo or Blitzkrieg. Blitzkrieg. When they were saying these names, they were actually like Jesse Owens. He was watching us. They all watching us. We're all being watched right now.
Oh, yeah.
Yet,
oh,
it shouldn't make you be mad that they're watching you. It's letting you know that this is why they're watching you, because you're important. They just don't know how important you are. And that's up to you to figure that part out. They can't tell you that you're important, but they got to tell you that you're important. Yeah. Yeah.
Watch out.
That's the bottom line. For them to live, they got to tell you how important you are. Now, of course, you might not think of it, so they'll say it in a, you know, like a double talk. They'll be like, oh, he's a great athlete. Athlete? No, that's a position. When you say genius, that means anything, anything. So now it's a way that some people will demoralize our conversations to keep us in the duel of duality. And that's what you got to sharpen your skills at. Don't get caught by the one and the two. Learn there's a three somewhere in there. Don't just say emotion and the influence towards the emotion. Look for the intelligence. Like, if there is no intelligence, pause for a second. Maybe because that's you. And you got to become the intelligence. So it might be like, hey, somebody need to do something. But it'd be like, yeah, you. But it's like, don't do it yet, because it might be some alternate stuff might happen just because you're doing it. So now, being mindful, how many times have you done this and it didn't work out? You did this, you tried that. What about doing something different? Because remember, Dr. Strange, he went through many outcomes. As the sister saw, she believed in him no matter what. At the end, she still believed in his character, even though he tried to kill her like so many different times. So she was like, dang, I can't give up on him. Just like for us as men, we can't give up on the woman. For the woman, she can't give up on us. Yeah, but if she keep running over here to the other, well, she gave up. And I'm not saying she gave up completely. Then she might come back. You just got to not be like, man, I hate her for that, and dog her and things like that. Just like when we look at when we have contracts with one another. Like, I could say I love you. You might say you love me, but then we don't love each other because of certain things we did. Okay, well, it was certain things you love. All right, I get it. We kind of grow out of that contract. So that's why it's important that it's so tied into ourselves, yet it's not to be stuck by hurts, H-U-R-T. It's truth is in hurt, H-U-R-T-T-R-U-T-H. Just added an extra T. But again, it's the seven. When you put a seven in your balance, your seven represents balance. Your seven represents my eye. Now, of course, it's been broken down to become a two. So that's why we only see it. You know, the two poles put together to make this T. So when these two poles are put together, the third pole is missing to make an eye. And that's why we don't see the eye yet. And the eye is in the center of your head. That's why the T was important. But then they made a loop over your head like an egg. So when you see new Avatar, they got a third eye on the fire goddess. And I'm going to call her a goddess because, you know, that's what they are all are. When they're a woman, they're learning their true attribute of divinity, which makes them a goddess. When they can have a child, makes them a goddess. When they're learning the developments to the goddess form, that's when this phoenix, the lion's gate, basically represent a baby being born. And we have birth babies happening right every day. That's why it was like important to have you think of something else. Go think of something else. What did you think about this birth happening? Did you know 1960s, we weren't allowed as a man to be in a room with a child coming into the existence? That didn't happen until after the 60s. That's why it's really detriment of man not being around a woman until she basically has the delivery where she's okay and all those hormones that she's kicking and flying all over the place. Because those are flares. Those are sun flares. So we got to be mindful. How much is it detriment? Because like just like my father,
that was,
he was drinking and doing a lot of stuff. I'm just saying, we don't want toxic created. It's just like you, like I said, in the kitchen. If you get ready to go in the kitchen, Don't put no toxic stuff on my food. Go sit down somewhere, cool yourself down before you start touching this food. That's what mama would tell you. She knows. She knows. And this is why society has gotten in and kind of changed that since the 1960s. They had to get ahead of you. And let's get these abortions. Let's get this C-section cut. Let's have you lay on your back instead of having you sit up. Let's have you not get in the water and become the sea goddess mother, because that's what the next generation was to unfold. After we get to Leo, is Virgo. And that's the spiritual mother, just like you go to Miss Myra. She'll tell you, you had a four, that's the Cancer, physical mother, to the spiritual six. That's why the six-pointed star, Star David. Five-point star to the six-pointed star. The Star David is also Divina. Divina. So we say Divina is the whole connection, the divination. That's why we say divine. The divine connection is 369 in music, the harmony. That's why we harmonize with it, not just blend it. If you blending it, it don't always work out. You're going to find out that this person don't like this person. You're going to say, well, I need to find something that works the in-between to these people. So that's what we call a negotiator. That's why we end up having a counselor. So we have all of these things set up in what we call, before all of those things, the village. And we work with the village. Your friend's supposed to be aware. Your mother's supposed to be aware. Your uncle, your aunts. And when they're in their awareness, they show the unconditional. Not take sides. Show the unconditional to how things are supposed to be ran. And then you got the proper format. That's what we're working on. The behavioral woke up not knowing it was created behavior theories that we start putting on each other. We had a unified theory, not a behavior theory, a unified. That means through unconditional, whatever it took. If the elephant had to take care of the lioness cubs, it happened. That's why we get the music Cubano. Cubano represents cubs. That's why we're seeing the names change, because of how we could say demoralize or domesticate from the foster. Now, the woman that was in Thor, her name was Foster. They put her name Foster in there, last name Foster. When you say foster, that's foster parents. So you're saying you're adopted. You know what I mean? So a lot of, when we see our superheroes, pay attention to what's going on. They're talking about they've been adopted, their family gone. You know, you're always hearing about the suffering in the family. And this is what made them become the superhero, the five, the Leo energy. That's why it's important for people who learn in, from June, July, what happened in May. They said Cinco de Mayo. They killed the bull. But now think about it. Why would they kill the bull? Same thing as killing the cow. If I say bull with words, now a cow with words. So we're being cowards. By now, how do we live in our rituals? Your rights to your all. And that's why it's the two. It's that same separation of the two. Before we knew the one. One is Aries. You arise yourself. You had the horns on your head. And if you notice, even in Thor, they had Aries right next to Thor. He was the rock formation dude. But he had the Taurus sign on him. So you seeing, he had the Taurus sign. Or the Aries. It might be Aries. He had the Aries sign on his torso, though. No, it might have been bull there, because it was on the torso. So you see the symbols, you might have to, like I said, go back and check and recheck, because they're giving you every information of, and if you want to go further, do this. Put Google up Thor's zodiac of the cast, and you'll find out everybody is a zodiac sign. He's like, oh, that's why they were talking that way. They done did it that way. They done put it so much that the information is to us, that they made sure strategically you're going to get this information as the act, but you the action. So that's why it makes it a little different. You see in the act, just like the writer in Acts, such book, Acts, da-da-da-da-da. You're the psalm, which is psalm is palm, and also lamp. You're the light. So once you know that there's a transliterate, translate, and the interpreter, there's always going to be a trinity somewhere, always going to be this trinity, always the Dionysus being separated from the nine. And if we don't know about the nine, you got the nine Enods, like I just said, the nine realms that they just showed in Thor, the nine becoming ten. How did nine become, how did Sagittarius become Capricorn? That's why that's there. It's showing us that Cancer is between the tropical Cancer to the cold climate polarization, bipolar feeling of Capricorn energy. And that's where Saturn, the L, El Toro, the word, the same symbol, E-L, is the letter 5 is E, and the L is a 7 upside down. They love doing this. It's just the idea, do we love seeing what we're supposed to be seeing? And if we don't, we ain't take our minds to the imagination side yet. We still in the logic and want the reason. Yet the reason might not be the season. And now your reason is being re-sunned to yourself. You've been re-sunned to your own light, your own fire. But yet that own fire ain't inferno. Feel the Devante's inferno. You don't know what that's talking about. You don't know about Marco Polo. Because the Mongols is all you knew was one side, but didn't know about Hannibal the Great. This is why the story is still our story. We don't see where the mighty Alps, the elephant, how all this tie into anything. Yet they're going to keep telling you it because they ain't got no choice to make it something in plain sight. They call it truth. And the only way you get caught by not knowing it is by hurt. When you're blinded by hurt, you just be like, man, da-da-da-da-da, why certain things are going right over your head. I'm like, oh, okay, I didn't know that. So now emotion can carry us too long, you know what I mean? So now we got to see how much in the emotion do we see ourselves, you know what I mean? How much do you see the intelligence working for you as a benefit versus just the emotion? Because we get emotional. It just don't mean that we're going to get anything done by just staying in the emotion of it. We got to know how to build. So those that are like-minded people, not talking about destruction all the time, get around them. And not saying I'm here just to suck up your energy. I'm here to actually give you something in return, too. Don't just get around them and just, oh, let me get this information. That's what minnows do when they're around the sharks. Wow, the shark going to eat them. Because you're like, look, you've been around, you're pesky. I'm going to hit you now, especially if the shark isn't a kind shark. Now, there are some kind sharks out there. They don't eat everything. Just like people. They don't eat everything.
Oh, yeah.
Dolphins don't eat everything.
Do not allow anyone to come in and pimp your mind is what I hear you saying.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
We're going to have to
end
because
right
I have
to your ritual.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
We're going to have to end, you guys, because I have a few things that I have to do. But definitely appreciate everybody, you know, for listening, tuning your time and all that good stuff, you know, guys. If you're listening, you know, just your intuition, you know, your intuition, I feel, is going to be your best friend. Your intuition and judging yourself less harsh, you know, about everything. But times are changing, and we have been warned. We have been forewarned for so long. We had time. You know, we always say we out of time. I feel that we had time. You know, we as a collective, we just like to do things and panic, you know, at the last minute. That's just what we do. That's what we've been programmed and trained, you know, to do. But anyway, that's still no excuse to be in mindful and to be in the knowing of your subconscious mind, right? So, so yeah, guys. I mean, that's it. You know, this is another, you know, just random podcast. Is I ain't get research, study. But most importantly, guys, the book of you. What is the book of you? You know, when is the last time you done the self evaluation on the book of you? Now's a great time, you know, for us to do that. New beginnings. Lion Gates is about new beginnings. New beginnings. What are some of the things in your life that you know you possibly need to let go of that you're being combative about? You know what I'm saying? When is the last time that you truly evaluate those things? That may be a good, you know, thing to consider in this time frame too. So,
I'm going to go ahead and end, but I'm going to end also with a clip for you guys too. But Eternal, you can go ahead and take us out.
Now, keep in mind, you ran into July the 25th. If you look at Mr. Astrology, he broke it down to where 25 represents 7. Again, that's the balance. And then we go to 26, that's the 8. So you're actually going back into a new rotator. You're now, this is a new age now where the time, the outer time went out, and now the extended time kicking in. So now we're in the infinite of ourselves. Now it's to master yourself as much as possible, whether it be with your child, whether it be being the best or whatever that is you're good at. Because best, B-E-S, without a T, represents the cat. So when we're knowing Ba, that's the bird. Connect to your bird just as much as you connect to your cat energy. And you have that because that's where your Leo energy, the Elo, Leo, Elo, all those are connected. When you say hello, you're saying high and a low energy. So you're combining your what most Moors say, your higher self and your lower self. Now is in tune to be with your mid-self. Learn your mid-self is how you turn it around. You got dim. So when your dim light is dim, don't think of it as a dumb light. Think of it as a mid-light. Turn it back up if you need to, or keep it down low just in case so you can get through. And that's what growing in, growing up, growing out as you grow through the abilities of yourself. You're a new shed. So she and he and thee, what do you do with a half of a circle? Get the other part and put it back together, and then you got Trinity. We know ourselves as the Humpty, but not to be a Dumpty. You don't have to dump yourself. Rise yourself. Know that you're a mound builder. Ashe? Mound builder, as they say. Hunter and gather, as we know. But now, it's not just believing. You got to know it, and you got to walk in it. Ashe. Ashe. Oh, good thing. Good thing.
People are the children of Satan, the devil. Well, half of them might be, but that ain't none of my business here. When your glands are not awake, they enslave you to this planet. First thing you need to know about planet Earth and your nature, everything down here is an addiction. There is nothing on this planet that is not an addiction, including water and including air. If you want to know where all the addictions come from, you're trapped between the third dimension and the law of duality. That's human nature. That's third dimension nature. Everything on this planet leads to habit forming. If you want to know why you can't break all, and why the spiritual masters don't tell you that, because they know you're not going to be able to break all of the habits, that you're not going to escape all of the addictions. You can't do it from this human level. And why the great ones stayed in the mountains, so that they wouldn't become addicted to 89% of this garbage, so they got addicted to meditation. Everything down here is an addiction. It is impossible to be on planet Earth without some strong habit and some addictions. Some are better than others is the key. You know, it'd be better to meditate 24 hours a day instead of smoking ganja 24/7. Though some brothers will not agree with me. Okay, we're still building towards this concept of the female god, goddess. Okay, now we can jump into, the five-pointed star. Now, the way you all, it's facing you all, that's, of course, the symbol of Satan the devil, right? That's what the theologians told everybody, you know, because the Eastern Star wears her star this way, if you've ever seen it, on the back of the car. You see how that is? See the goat's chin and the goat's horns and the goat's, right, okay. Well, that's wrong. The three things you need to know about stars. First of all, there is no five-pointed star in the heavens. There are 4 points, 8 points, 16 points. But there is a five-pointed star inside a Macintosh apple, if you slice it horizontally, a perfect five-pointed star. There's a five-pointed fish in the ocean. There's a five-pointed geometric construct on several types of green leaves. This, symbolically, is what those 5 points represent. Man. This is what they represent in terms of translation. See that? Well, what do you see there? Read them out. Right. That's English. That is not Aleph Lam Lam Hamza. That's A-L-L-A-H, English. Okay? Are you overwhelmed? Are you overwhelmed yet? Because we ain't got to the book yet. Okay? But the code allows you to understand this level of hidden knowledge. There's the story form in this book, okay, that tells you about these variant people, what they were doing, something about their lives. Then in comes the Savior and rescues them from their own foolishness. I'm forgetting how to spell it in English. Now, let me do this again. I like to do this. What does that word mean? Anybody? What do you think it means is what I should say. All right. That's exactly right. Exactly what they told you. That's a Latin derivative of testament, testimenti. That's the meaning of testament. That's old mind, old body. New mind, new body. Okay. That's why you have an Old Testament and a New Testament. Okay. So we're a little bit closer to the acceptability and the believability of this idea of a goddess. A little bit better prepared than we were a few minutes ago, aren't we? Okay. Let's get back here to Esther's name here. Star is the soul, the illumined soul, not just the soul, but the illumined, expanded soul. In the Sufi knowledge, the Sufis point up when you ask them a question about greatness. They point up. That's all they do. Because up there are illumined souls. That's what you're looking at night. Nothing like us. Okay, we're nowhere near that. Okay, another kind of being that you can't even add human to. But that's what the Sufis say they are: illumined souls. Hence the word "Son of God." Our son is a star, you know. Okay. My intention is to overwhelm your common sense thinking. Queen Esther had all her relatives, the Jews, spiritual thoughts. That's a concept Fillmore stopped at. Join her in a fast. This means that she must deny all selfish desires out of our love before we use it in softening the imperious will. When this consciousness of love stands in the inner court of our being, we cannot help acceding to its demands. Unselfish love is fearless because of its forgetfulness of self. Will divides its dominion with love when approached in the right attitude, which is by touching the highest point of the understanding, the top of the golden scepter. That is not what that means. Understanding of divine law is the one necessary thing in all permanent unions. When we know the truth, we all are one, and there is no separation whatever. I agree with that. We're not acting like. Here's the quest. Be ye perfect, even as the Heavenly Father is perfect, is an axiom, a wise saying. If we are perfect, and according even to the physiologist, your body is already perfect. And if your nature, your divine nature is perfect, then what's the problem? Because we certainly are not behaving like perfect beings. Then there can only be one other problem. Your brain doesn't know it. Your brain can only do what your brain knows. Hence, the exceptional child and the average child. The exceptional child's brain functions on a higher level than the ordinary child's brain. But they both have brain. That's a part of the cultivating. Educare, educo, educate, draw out in order to get the excellency from your children. You don't need to trade him in for a better model. He has his potential, his greatness. It's helping him find it or helping her find it is the key there. Okay, I got to get this other, because I wore out page one of that particular book there. Okay, let me find this page here before I get on this. I won't have to stop and turn to it. Oh. There's the star I was talking about. That's how you're born. Head and arms first. That's how you come into the world. That's why the stars turn in that direction. That's human birth. When it's turned this way, that's divine birth. Head towards the heavens. Okay, that's what that means. This does not mean Satan the devil. Okay. That's your head. That's how you come out of the womb into the world. Of course, for some, it has been coming into hell. That's how you get to heaven. In spiritual resurrection, that is, the head precedes the feet. And being raised up. Okay. Now, let me interject this. I am not promoting the Masonic Order or the Eastern Stars. I'm promoting self-knowledge. Okay. I'm not asking you to join anything. Okay. So don't get this confused with some order and organization.
for another particular page here. That I think I marked it. My intent was to mark it. This was done so that I wouldn't waste time looking for it. Okay, these are some of the players in the book of Esther. The first conspicuous thing after reading those four pages referred to as the book of Esther that you'll take note of is the name God, the word God, and the many names of the Hebrew concept of God are not in the book of Esther. None of them, including Jesus. So for the biblical reader, it becomes interesting, mundane, moral reading about the good and the bad, the overcoming and the victory, so that what is there is not seen by simply pragmatic looking. The key to getting into this book is Esther's name. Okay? By equating it, first of all, with the star, then with the concept East. From her name comes both East and Star. Hence, it's at the head of the concept of Eastern Star. Okay. Now, it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus. This is Ahasuerus, which reigned from India even unto Ethiopia over 127 provinces. That in those days when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan, the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants, the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and princes of the provinces, being before him. First thing you do is break down or find the definition of the name Ahasuerus. The only place that I know of it being is in this metaphysical dictionary by Charles Fillmore, who founded the Unity Metaphysical White School. And I put that in there for a particular reason, because he collaborates with the Western theologians to divide this book between black and white, Egypt and the Hebrew. Okay. That's not Egypt over there. Those are Arabs over there. That's Africa. Okay, that's where your ancestors ruled for over 100,000 years. This book is about two groups of people. Neither one of them are Arabs, and neither one of them are what they're calling Jews. The Hebrew, Haribu, was a black man and woman. The so-called Egyptian, or Kemite, is a black man and woman. brother was trying to tell him something about Black Man of the Nile and We the Black Jews by Yosef Ben Yochanan one afternoon. He was working in the parking lot over at Georgia State, and he had a book about the Holocaust. You know. This is well, he was a colored fella. You know. I heard about that. I was reading about the Jewish Holocaust. I was just, this boy about to cry. Yeah. This is a Negro, you know, who had heard nothing, obviously, about almost 50 million Africans that the Europeans slaughtered, taking them out of Africa into Europe. He crying about some people that don't even look like him and don't even like him. If you want to know the truth, shit, that ain't no secret. We got so much misplaced. See, if you want to know why our children don't give a damn about us, the reason is they look like us. And we don't give a damn about them because we look like them. That's what you call self-hatred. And that's not going to go away on television, in the movies. That's in our subconscious. And we have to dig it out. Person by person by person. And it begins with self-knowledge, not with a wonderful sermon about Jesus. Black folks in the church have got as big an inferiority complex as those who don't go to church. Being black is the best damn thing ever happened to you down here. And you already see it. It is going to get worse. You're going to see white folks burning up in the damn sun. You're going to be so glad you're blue black, you're going to kiss your own feet. And that's not to make fun of people. That's what I'm trying to do. My work is to get this thing turned out of your subconscious. See? When you look in the mirror, look in there and see what you see. Just look in it. For more than 30 seconds. Most folks don't even look except pretty women. They look at themselves a long time. They stay in the mirror. Look at your nose. Look at your lips. Look at your skin. The longer you look at yourself, the better you're going to look to yourself. It's amazing. You know, it is amazing how beautiful we are. You know, and it happens in your own brain. It makes it wonderful. And the more you think of the outside, then you've got to wonder, well, if I got all this outside, what could it be inside? And oh boy, and the Creator done hooked you all the way up. This is a wonderful body of knowledge. I mean, you know, when you know this, there's little or no reason to be unhappy with yourself. None whatsoever. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. I remember I told some brothers in one lecture, well, what about the light-skinned people? Said, well, nature has made you into gold. See, that's what you reflect. You see? Oh, Father, I thank thee for my hidden skin. Because inside, after the Spirit pour on this rich black oil, he pours on a golden complexion. It looks like the light-skinned brother and the light-skinned sister. You see? But you got to go inside to really appreciate what's going on outside. That's the law of correspondence. As within, so without. As above, so below. As without, so within. But you can't do it ignorantly. You have to have self-knowledge. And the difference between information and knowledge is knowledge changes your consciousness. Information just keeps you aware and alert. But knowledge makes something move out of the way and some light comes on. You understand something about yourself that day that you didn't understand yesterday. That's when you gain knowledge, self-knowledge. Okay. I'm delaying my lecture here, but this is all tied in with getting to the appreciation of self. My reason for doing this is not to illuminate the wonders and wonderment of the scriptures, but to illuminate the wonders and wonderment of yourself. We're going to look at the name Ahasuerus, the king. King means authority. Does anybody know what queen means? How about soul? Now keep in mind, I explained that the name, the word, and the names of God are not in the book of Esther. That's a very important key, that they're all omitted. Ahasuerus, lion, king. The metaphysical meaning? Now, let me leave that alone because I get mad at Fillmore for exposing stuff and then turn around and hide it again. Very good at that, you know. Give you half of it and then take the rest of it and stick it away, you know. The symbol of the lion is what? Anybody know? Majesty. Okay. Is the key there. And majesty includes power, not just authority. It's one thing to have authority. It's another thing to have power. If the king has authority and has no sons, he has no princes. If he has no princes, he has no principles. If he has no principles, he has no power. Okay? Principles and princes means power. Okay? Same concept with sons. So we're establishing this authority of Ahasuerus as the lion or lion king, one who is majestic and also one who has authority. Now here's the argument going on in this book. He is inviting her, his queen, who is Vashti, name here, Persian word. Let me read you the definition of Vashti. Vashti, Persian, beauty, Bella, beautiful, fair, lovely. The Persian queen of Ahasuerus, she was deposed because of her refusal to obey the king's order that she should appear unveiled before the princes and the people that they might see her beauty. Okay, Vashti represents external beauty. Okay. And that's important in this symbological story that's about to unfold here. Now, the other key is the king sends seven of his chamberlain first to insist or carry the order that Vashti, the queen, comes before his court. The chamberlain are eunuchs. Okay. I won't even get into the seven names because it simply tells you about the housing of. These are the caretakers. And the caretakers in the physical body are the seven bone structures in the body. They have no power. They have no authority. They speak from the authority of the king. She refuses to respond to his request through them. Then he judges her based upon the seven princes. Okay, now all of these names essentially make reference to some part of seven psychic abilities that the Eastern Star acquires when she gains her degree. I won't go through every name like I planned it. You can read this book, but without a metaphysical dictionary, it's not going to make very much sense. The Prince of Persia and Media is mentioned three times in the book. It is never mentioned the prince of or the king of Persia or the prince or the king of Media, because it makes reference not to the territories but to a particular realm. The psychic realm of mind is what this reference
is
towards in this particular expose. Seven is the number of physical perfection. Seven is the number of spiritual power. Seven is the number of wisdom. Seven also is the number of the chakras that are paramount from the crown of your head to the end of your vertebrae, your sacral vertebrae. And the word sacral is also the word sacred, scared, and most importantly, secret. Whenever you hear the word sacred, it means secret. Why you cannot go into the Holy of Holies. Yeah. Not because it's holier than thou, because therein are secrets that the commoner was not allowed to know. The next major player in this group is Mordecai, the uncle of Esther. So I think I'll read the meaning of the name Mordecai. Mannequin of Merodach, dedicated to Mars, crushed by rebellion. So you turn to Merodach in terms of getting a further translation of Mordecai. M-E-R instead of M-O-R.
Boy, you got high energy. Now you have time.
Merodach, Mars, god of blood and slaughter, god of war. Mars, under the name of Merodach, was worshipped by the ancient Babylonians and Semites. Human sacrifices were offered to this god, hence Mars became the god of war or blood and slaughter. Merodach was also used as a title or surname of some of the kings of Babylon. So the concept Merodach represents that of a god, of a fighting god, a fighting force. In the metaphysical, it is not the concept fighting in the body, but the blood fights in the body. Okay? It's supposed to kill off all of the diseases that affects the body for ill health. But the blood will attack your own heart. That's what a heart attack is. There's not something in the body other than the blood that hits, affects, rips, tears, or shatters some part of the human heart. It's represented by Merodach, the uncle of Esther. And the further appreciation of Esther's name is found under this concept of Mordecai. So he is the uncle of Victorious Truth and Spiritual Power Working Within, I think is the major key to be found in Mordecai's presentation of name here. Okay? Now what transpires is that Vashti disobeys the king, and one of the seven princes who have authority brings a decree to the king about his queen Vashti, that she should be banned from the kingdom because of her disobedience, lest all women in that province will be disobedient and disrespectful to their men. So Vashti, the queen, is fired, okay, which leaves the door open for another appointed queen who happens to become Esther. Now, I don't know if you can still find this particular dictionary or not. The Dictionary of All Scriptures and Myths by G.R. Gaskell is the author's name. This is the definition he provides for Esther's name here in story form, so I'm going to give you a part of this. The goddess Ishtar appears as Esther in the book of Esther where Mordecai, it may be noted, is a derivative from Merodach, the god. Merodach was the divine man freed from the limitations of our mortal existence. When Nebuchadnezzar prays to Merodach, he calls him supreme in earth and heaven, omnipotent, and creator of all things. The sacred symbols in the book of Esther are to be understood as follows. The king Ahasuerus signifies the supreme or unmanifested self. And Merodach is the higher or manifest self gradually evolving in the soul. The first queen, Vashti, is a symbol of the divine principle, the Christ mind as it would be in Christian theology, retiring into obscurity at the time of the feast, when the lower qualities, that is people, enter the mind or soul. The second queen, Esther, represents the divine principle becoming manifest in the human being and operating secretly on or in the lower nature. The Jews are the higher quality. Now keep in mind, I've explained this, that does not mean people, first thing. Secondly, it certainly does not mean those in Israel. The word Jew means jewels, okay? The concept jewels are those of your illumined, healed first and illumined glands in your body. Those are a part of your jewels. Okay, that's major key in terms of getting this stuff out of our head. And we still do this. The Judeo-Christian concept still has us thinking that there's something special about those people in Israel as versus the rest of the human race. And damn it, even got them thinking that. And of course, those who have any amount of self-knowledge know better. And thirdly, though it has nothing to do with the lecture, the real Israelites were black. The real Hebrews, so-called Hebrews, I think I'm trying to do too much, fill in too many slots here. along with what I wanted to do with this lecture. That's a Greek word. You don't have to believe me. Look in your dictionary. That's what that means. You'll find her web on the back of the $1 bill. And after you find it, then I should tell you it's the zodiac. Already explained, this is what Jew means. What are you doing? What are you waving? Oh, okay. Jew means jewel. You'll find in Malachi chapter 3. Okay. And in Revelations, those that say that they are Jews and are not of the synagogue of Satan the devil, has nothing to do with people. It has to do with spoil, ruin, distorted glands in the body that have you doing dumb stuff and groveling in the ground. These are the parts of the body that makes you a slave to the earth, the distorted glandular system in the human body. When they are healed, quickened, and illumined, they shine like jewels. In fact, they shine better than jewels. Okay. That's the essence of the first concept of 12. Why you have 12 disciples, why you have 12 sons of Jacob, why you have 12 apostles, 12 stars, 12 gates, and you go on and on and on with the 12 from Genesis to Revelations in the Bible. There are 66 books in the Bible. 6 and 6 is 12. Okay. Okay, let me try to get back here. This is a little bit more difficult for me to do than I realized because there's so many missing parts. I'm supposed to be doing this for a class, a group of people that's supposed to be taking a 12-week course. And this is at the end of. But I intended to do this for black women for Mother's Day and still didn't get the opportunity. Didn't get a chance to do it when I was over on the West End because I got so perturbed about this little bit of tokenism that's given to the black woman in the black church on Mother's Day, that Sunday anyway. Give her a flower and applaud her and stuff. She didn't know a damn thing more about herself than she did before she came in there. I mean, it's stupid stuff, you know? When this book is filled up with spiritual nature and human nature, divine, and in direct reference to who you are, what you are, and where you are, and the black family is not getting it. And the majority of black Christians who go to church on Sunday are black women. If you don't believe me, close your eyes and go into any black church and then open them and start counting. They're on the bottom of everything and know less about themselves, even than the dumb brother in there, and he don't know much of nothing. And I'm talking even about the black mason. He don't know that much himself. I thought he did. I'm through making contributions to what I'm assuming, including that whole bunch of ignorant knucklehead Moors, calling themselves Moor Science Templars, who don't know doodly squat. I'm through holding their asses up. I don't know what Noble Drew Ali knew. I really don't. I made some assumptions. Some assumptions that even C.M. Bay didn't make in his school of thought. Well, I've stopped making them. As I mentioned earlier on this tape, I'm not teaching more science anymore. I'm teaching zodiac science. You know, and most of it, I'll come from this book here, because this is the only book we got. This one here. This is the only book black folks got. You go to any 98.9 black homes, houses, and apartments. The dictionary may not be in there, but this one will. Yeah. And we understand it least of all. And you're talking about the Arabs will die for Allah. Black folks will die for this. Of course, that's called heroic suicide, is what it's called. But again, my intent is to erase as much of self-ignorance as possible and to put in as much self-knowledge as possible. From that illustrious point within you, your higher, true nature shines through, not to somebody else first, to you. Yeah. You have to learn to love yourself. Well, how do you do that? You can't learn love, but you can learn to know yourself. And if you know yourself, then you can be true to yourself. And from that concentration point of focus comes love by your willingness to love yourself allows love to embrace you. Not a man rubbing your arm on your big booty, baby, you know I love you. But from within yourself is where divine love is. That transforms you and makes you OD. Love alone can do it. But you have to be willing to become God. Not fearing to become. That doesn't mean you become the creator. I used to didn't think I had to say that until I heard the one brother say, I am the big G and you are the little G. If y'all don't get that nigga off that podium. He done got big as the universe. Yeah, he the big G. Because it'll take but two books to get there. You read two books and you think you got it all. I've come to create all things. I am he who can. Well, the human ego is a total trip. You think you've been on a trip with some drugs. Get on the ego trip. Take you all the way out there. Okay, I'm gonna briefly underline this whole story in terms of, I've already explained on the tape Esther and the meaning of Esther, which is the essence of this particular tape. And the essence of finding this concept of goddess in this book, key factor. The accreditation of a Mary does not do it for black Christian women. They're not trying to become Mary because they know they can't have a divine virgin birth of a child. And I heard the ones who said, hell, who the hell want one? You know, she want a man. Yeah. What I'm saying here is the theology of the Western Hemisphere, not just Christianity, all of it in the West, has neglected to tell the woman who she is spiritually. Except in the esoteric hidden school of privilege knowledge.
Okay, I'm so good. I'm just gonna go.
Running around, you know better. Out
activates. The Black Magic spells, you know, Renee Hamilton, Price, you know, he always said, there is none of that. You know, it's like, it's the imagination is the holographic mind fuck. Well, it depends on how you use it. So the imagination in which the level in which we use it, I quote down here, you know what I'm saying, in what we call hell. You know, a lot of times we think that hell is such a bad thing or a bad place, but could it be that hell is also a protective mechanism that our soul knows? All right? So Eternal, I got my days mixed up. It's next Thursday where I have my engagement. I was off a week, so I stayed on, and we have about 30 minutes to chat. So whatever you want to add, I cut the clip short on accident, actually. So if you want to add anything.
Already told you, you're muted. I can't hear you. But we coming back in.
I'm here. Got
me.
You hear me?
I can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm eating too.
Oh.
But if you want to add anything, I had my days mixed up, so we're good for another 30 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
If you want to add.
Life is beautiful, you know. We're more in tune with the harmonies of instruments. They help us interact with the insects, help us connect to the Morse code that we call it. Didn't see it because it represents the pulse. A lot of us use vibration. So to use a vibe, that's one way, you know what I mean? Yeah, there's this other side called pulsation. When you're using pulsation, it's the concept of how your breath helps you on a continuum. You ever try to breathe and breathe more than you ever breathed before?
I've never tried to do that, but I've done the opposite.
You just did it, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but you know, I noticed the opposite though. I only pay attention to the lack. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So I've done it, but
yeah. And so it's just like the collective scratching yourself and not knowing why you're scratching. Yet it might be a reaction that caused us to even take that breath in like that. And so it might be to a point now you can actually use it to a focal point versus not knowing how to use breath while you're doing certain things. Let's say pulling something or taking the trash out of the dumpster part of it. The can part of it while you're pulling the bag out, but you want the bag to be on the ground, you know, separational things. So when we're doing this, there's a breath in between that helps us pulsate that energy. And that's what most people that's in the music learn how to use the tempo. And so the tempo, whether it's fast or slow, it changes the mode or the mood swing. And so if I was going at this constant, I'm going to think constant. See, this is how you, so it's like a caller. What kind of calling? Who knows? Until I add something to it. But now if I went slower, it sounds like a heartbeat. That's tempo. So whether the tempo is slow down or fast, it depends on how we're talking to people. I can talk to y'all. But then when I start talking fast, people are like, hey, wait, hold on, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Slow down. Stop. Heal. Whoa. Where you at?
Yep.
Where you at? I can't find myself. Yeah, we do have an experience with our conversations that where we can speed up or slow down, that people can grasp that creative skill within it. That's where the orator becomes now more worldwide to talk to, even a child versus an adult. You know, while I had to do the vending, I had some children pop up. I'm not going to ignore my children. You know what I mean? So I want to talk to them. I'm going to help them learn what I'm doing. Why am I even here? What am I doing this for? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And since I'm like that, like here's a piece of copper or here's a stone, I would love for them to just pop up. Why? Because if you don't have children in the room and feel like you're not present, you ain't nothing you got that's a gift unless you start creating right then. You know what I mean? So you could be like sitting here all day doing a normal stuff, but that's like a superhero or Hollywood, you just waiting for somebody to take the camera out so you can start acting. When it's like, what? That's how you live life? You know they're tired of acting. You know these actors don't like acting.
Oh, yeah. Here's the thing about that, though. Beyonce is a script. Beyonce is a fucking script. Will Smith is a fucking script. Jada Pinkett is a fucking script. They don't like because that is not who they are. That's probably why they don't like acting, because that's not, I mean, you spend your whole life acting and portraying the image that's not even really you. That has to hurt.
Because it's a profession. And now you feel like you don't have a vision for yourself because you're a profession. It's professing. So now you professionally oppressing something, but is it confession or you a con in the fashion? Or you feel like Genghis Khan in the confession? You King Kong in the confession. Mm-hmm. King Kong ain't got nothing on me. You know what I mean? So we look at Training Day. We've seen the American Gangster. Well, we've seen Puffy. So we can see a lot of like, wait a minute, this is not how it really went. It's the other ways around it where people want to glorify one side while you don't see the flip side. So now if you do feel like you go shoot a buck, kill somebody, you're not going to get hit. Your friend not going to get hit. Your tire not going to go out. You can't get around the corner. Look, strategically, I had Baba's truck, right? and I was looking at myself, am I adult now or am I a child, right? I'm taking the whip out of the bottom of the garage, and I didn't have the ticket. And I'm looking at it. It's my responsibility. I didn't have the ticket. But now I got to find the ticket. Didn't find the ticket. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to act like a child right quick. I'm going to bust up out of here some kind of way. They ain't going to make me stay up in here and I got his truck, you know? I'm over here thinking vigilante type. I'm coming up out of here. You ain't going to hold this down. So I'm looking at a spot to go quickly, just jump up out of here, right? I'm like, wait a minute now. I'm going to go over a curb and all this other stuff to do all this? Get it. They told me it was 5 o'clock that we were going to have to get it, another ticket. And I was listening to the people in the hotel. I didn't actually go into the actual spot that I was in, though, because it was the night before when I was getting there, not paying attention to the signs. You got to look at the signs. You got to always read the signs. Read the signs before you go in. Please read the signs. So I'm over here inside the spot. They tell me at 5 p.m., that's the only way you're going to get your whip. I said, man, I'm going against the grain. Getting the whip. I saw Baba, I didn't say nothing to him. I was like, let me get the whip. I'm going to get up out of here. So now I'm looking at, like, I'm going to go this way. Now I went this way, and there were some people coming out of there. I was like, nope, can't do that. I backed off the curb, got back on the street. I was like, okay, now I got to strategically figure this out. Oh, I see another spot. So I go over there, and there was a teller in the inside. I didn't see her yet. So it got really close to the curb before I thought about being it up there and then going around this whole thing, right? I stopped and paused. That was the best pause ever. Why? Because she was looking dead at me. I was like, wow. Ooh, let me just park this joint right now and just go in here and see what's up. And see if I have to pay for a ticket, whatever. I got to come into the adult level. So I was like, let me see what's going on. I walked in there. She was like, that's $30. $30. Ooh, in my face. $30. I got to pay $30 for a ticket, man. Just for one day, man. All right. That was my fault.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, New York, they get you hard. Don't mess up.
Yeah,
you better have everything together for the night before. Do not slip. Not one time. Don't put your shoestring down because they'll be gone. You got to really focus. You got to look at everything you're doing. You got to really focus. I don't care if it's the night before. You got to know everything you're doing all the way to when you lay down and get back up. So it's like I had to really pay attention. I had to bite the bullet for that one. I was like, I had to pay the $30. Let me pay the $30. Right? I paid the $30. I'm going out. I was like, man, my heart was already kind of jumping a little bit because I was like, man, I'm about to do this. Everybody's like, no, you got to wait for this. What you doing? You better not do this. You better not go over this curb. And then especially when I saw the woman, I said, oh, I'm glad I didn't go over this curb. She would have been like, oh, my God. Then she would have wrote the light switch.
Yeah.
And I would have got around the corner. And guess what I did? After I got out, went around to the corner. I'm turning the corner, and there's Popo. I said, look at that.
Yeah.
And the Most High is all around, all the time.
You know,
all
but it was
time.
A great.
That's it. I wouldn't have made that 15 minutes away. I wouldn't have got 2 minutes away. He would have pulled me. Whew, gotcha. So it all would have went down then and there if I had did something wrong. Immediately. And they over there on the other side waiting for me, not knowing what's going on, but they're just like, man, what's taking this brother so long? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is
what
we got
a good
really
lesson that you learned
that
in yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's your split thought personality. They'll kick in real quick. Got you doing something. You'd be like, dang, if only I could take that back. If only I could. No, it's already done. It's already done.
Go ahead and wrap this up, Eternal, because we got about 10 minutes left. So go ahead and wrap this up, guys. Thank you. I may be no. We got this weekend. Eternal, are you going to be here this weekend or no?
I got you Saturday. Sunday is going to be a little iffy.
Okay, that's fine. Just in case, if it's last minute or whatever like that, I have a plethora of shows that I can do at the last minute, so it's no biggie. Shoe and Chestnut, I believe. I keep getting that mixed up. But Saturday we got the Goddess Nut and Jeb. Yeah, Nut and Jeb. These are two that these goddesses that we got planned for the weekend for this weekend are four that I really never understood. So it's important. It's important, you know, as a student too. So Saturday, guys, we got Nut and Jeb. All right, Eternal, go ahead and take us out.
Yes, it's imperative to. Yeah, we're going into the triple overload. Learning, it's imperative to learn why we're in cycles, so that you know that what cyclic is versus just cycles. You're not a 360, you're a 361. The 13 represented coming back to self, learning the whole finally good new shed self. So now when you're 13, when you're at the age of 13, this is 6 and 7. That's the new build of Mary, along with the Virgo energy, the Libra set energy. Now, the Virgo energy was another connection to learning how we know Hathor. Hathor and how we learn our set from Het-Heru. Now, we say Het-Heru because we're connected to one who has a hat on her head, but after the effect of learning Heru as well. You know, having a house that you live in or a foundation that you're in and coming out of with a her and you, the he and her connection. So Heru was the format of a star. So like Astar, Ashtar, or Esther, as you heard earlier, that's the connection to Easter. So when the sun came into that other side, that was the new age self coming into the actual spiritual house self. So now you go houses are spiritual, mental, physical. All of those are connected to our soul. And for soul, that's what 13 really represented. A lot of us are now seeing how when you're at 13, you're seeing how adulthood becomes who you are. And so you're looking at parenthood to become adulthood. And that's where it's very, very much a missing key to our rites of passage. And if you can look at how people are showing you their talents and things like that, when you see them doing the education, that's still talent. It's the idea of them being a genius. So not just putting them in one field of a position, showing them that they're all those positions. That's what is very important. When you watch all these cartoons, they're giving the children the answers. Now it's up to you to see it just like the clues to yourself, because it's you that navigates now the actual ship. And so when you relate to it, is it a relay? Are you late? Are you relating? It's the 8. Are you eating? Because 7 becomes a connection. So when I said 25, when you get into 7, you're in the balance. As the brother was speaking, Freeman F., he breaks that down. I mean, all the way up to Jacob's ladder. You're coming back into another new you, a new shed. So 7, 8. You have to eat what you already ate. So what you're ingesting is the negative of yourself. Now find your positive of yourself. And once you ate it, you relate it. It's the then become yin and yang. Now you see why you project energy in and out. What's the perception behind it? Because everybody got different perceptions. There's conception, perception, inception, deception. And you got those, you got reception. So that's going to be a 5 basic, what's going to run into you? Interception, innerception. And so when they have the outerception come out, it's really how you accept or don't accept energy. And that's your acceptance. We're all connected to what 9 becomes 10. You're a new travel. Travel yourself through music. Find your tunes and find what makes you feel better. If you hear a left and a right, add a left and a right to add another piece. Then you see how heart, the feet to the heart as we travel. Yes, thank you. From out. Good things. Respect, yeah. Love y'all. I say, oh, respect.